and looking forward to having a chat with Chris Waller. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, guys. Morning, everyone listening.
Yeah, good to talk to you. We'll talk about the champion mare in just a tick, but just relate again. I've read out your tweet much earlier this morning, but Unforgotten being saved for the Epsom?
Yeah, she has. Just trying to keep a little bit of speed in her and didn't really need her having a gut buster today. Obviously, look, she was there ready to go, but as soon as Winx had trotted round this morning and looked as well as she did, I didn't think there was any real point in running.
Okay, and does it change anything relevant to the Caulfield Cup, given you came out on Thursday and said it was, you know, at this stage probably unlikely, but do you go to the Epsom and then decide?
Yeah, Epsom's certainly our focus. And,
yep.
And yeah, I'm not fussed either way about the Caulfield Cup. That can come in time. If it shows that she's just lost her speed and she's not competitive over a mile, then it might change my view, but for a mile, I'd expect to go to a 2,000-metre race following it too.
Yep.
There's nothing left to say about Winx. It's all been positive. Just listening to you and Yui, everything's just ticked along beautifully.
Yeah, we're always checking to make sure she's as good as she's always been, or been this since her last run, I guess you could compare, and she seems fine. Just a nice run would be good. And lovely distance for her. No, I can't. There's just no negatives for him.
Obviously, your other runners there. His trial was amazing. Who shot the Barman? His latest trial, Religify. He'll just do his thing. And obviously, Egg Tart. I think she's back.
Yeah, I think you're right. She's certainly the best of the three you mentioned. The other two, obviously, is what you get. The Barman's going great for a few runs time, but Egg Tart with the blinkers since they've been on. She's been a better horse, I think. Yeah, we've just seen her run second to coming through in a Group 1 weight parade between the O'Shea and then obviously run so well first up.
Race 2 Charge, you've just kept him fresh. He's well drawn here.
Yeah, exactly that. Draws a big plus and looks like good speed. So I'd like to see him just switch off a touch. I don't need him charging at the... at the leaders, if he's not there himself, be nice to think with a high cruising speed he can also relax. So he'll certainly be up there. It'll be a strong run race, and he looks like a promising horse.
Race 3, another dollar. Did a great job in a first racing preparation, and did enough there first up.
Yeah, definitely. I thought straight after the race, I would like to run first or second, but. No, it was a good run. And look, she just got better nose by Youngstar in the Oaks, so that's her class. And as you said, that was her first prep. So, look, she should take the natural improvement of a first-up run, and today be very hard to beat.
I don't know what he had to offer the other day, but he didn't get much luck late there, instant derive.
No, and we're still working him out. He does a few little things wrong. He's got a high head carriage. Normally races up on the speed in, I think, France. But we've just been trying to harness that, and we'll do the same again today, but gate 11, trying to find cover won't be easy, but the intention's to find cover if we can.
Okay. Tommy, you've had a change.
Did you go down the beach with Tommy yesterday? Did you tweet a photo with Tommy?
No, that's an old photo with Tommy. Tommy lives the life of luxury, you know that. He goes to the beach, he's got a masseur, he's got a stretch coach, he hangs out with Winx coming to the races. He just lives the life of luxury, Tom.
He's got a big following, he's got fans.
He's got plenty of them. Will he have fans after today?
It's a tricky gate, and it's a tough race. Obviously, Parada is the one to beat. I guess you just have to come across and try and shut down a little bit. Very competitive horse. He likes to get to the front at all the wrong places, though. So Corey knows it well. He's a great tactician, Corey, and get him to switch off, and he'll be there the whole length of the straight, and hopefully that nose comes down at the right time.
Perrette. Look, good test for him today, but his acceleration is a big asset for him.
Yeah, definitely is, as is the draw. He'll get a lovely run. He doesn't need to go back. We're going back just to get him to switch off and relax from wide gate, so he could easily settle midfield today and yeah, just save him up for that last 200 metres. It's a good, solid test for him.
Fiesta, she's just missed consistency. She just needs a good ride.
Yeah, a bit of luck as well. And yeah, just gate 11 or 13 just makes it a bit awkward. But I often hear the jockeys say about the 1,400 metre start round, which is not too much of a disadvantage to be three wide with cover. That's where we'll be aiming to be. And I don't think the 1,400 metre will be a problem. She seemed to switch off fairly well last start. And she's certainly the benchmark with the three-year-old filly.
And Madame Rouge, she's this second wave of talent, as we say. But I thought she might be competitive here.
Yeah, I've got a lot of time for her. Yeah, simple as that. And her first up run was excellent. She looks like a quality horse. And she's racing as though she can get to that next level. So just need a touch of luck from gate eight. But that should be in the finish.
Take us through your Kingston Town runners. I don't know where to start with these. They've all got pros and cons here.
Yeah. I like Patrick Heron. He's got a really good draw. I think he's got a bit of class, and it's a second Australian prep, so slight leaning towards him. Brimham Rocks, he was brilliant first up. Last start, I just think his fitness got him in the last few strides. I think he'll be a big improvement, and great to see he's got a start. I'm Serious, she's obviously got a various form, and just has to overcome a wide gate. And then Libran, Barry 18, his runs have been fantastic, so he'll be finishing off late. We'll ride him conservatively because he's been ridden like that his first couple of runs, plus we've got the Metrop in 2 weeks' time, so I want him attacking the line, not doing it too tough early and hitting a brick wall. So he'll certainly get every chance that from back in the field, but just needs a touch of luck. And then going on to horses like One Foot in Heaven, the ability's there, but we've got to see it. And same with Centono Raising. Allwood, his first up run was brilliant at Hawkesbury, so I think he'll run a cheeky race as well.
And coming through in Melbourne, can he bring his Sydney form to Melbourne? He should run well here.
Yeah, he should. He doesn't look like a lot of speed. He's got a good barrier that should put him up in the first four, and he's won over the trip end on the track at Flemington, so I think he'll run a good race for us and be a genuine Group 1 winning chance.
Chris, just before we let you go, the other note of the tweet this morning from the team was Onzu saying, can you bring our listeners and viewers up to date there?
Yes, he had a minor temperature, I think it was Monday, so we just put him on some antibiotics as a precaution, which hopefully stops mucus and things like that. He had a blood profile taken yesterday, which was pretty good. It wasn't perfect, but better than it was earlier in the week, and certainly in the right direction of being perfect in a few days. His presence looks great. He looks shiny in his coat and nice and bright. So he had a quiet gallop this morning and finished off very well. And he'll have a stronger one Tuesday and should be on track for the Golden Rose next Saturday.
Okay. Righto. And Lean Mean Machine, I must admit I had an order of entry and I've left it at home, but Lean Mean Machine is there, Zusane and Fiesta, is that a possibility as well?
Should more than likely go to the Flight Stakes. The Autumn Sun is the other one, he's the third option, and we'll give some consideration to Blinkers with him, but it's not official yet. We'll just see how he works within the next couple of days. I don't want to panic, but that might just give us a little bit of barrier speed if we need it.
Understand. All right. Well, mate, we thank you for coming on like we have all the trainers and everyone this morning. It's a huge day when she runs, and we thank you for your time.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
Good on you. Thanks, Chris. Chris Waller.